Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the July 13th Hemp Show powered by Cantrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of Cantrade and the host of The Hemp Show. All right, kicking off The Hemp Show today, we have Josh Whitaker with CBD University. Josh is an investor, speaker, and mentor to countless startups. He built his first website over 20 years ago and has never looked back. Josh started a marketing company focused on the marijuana industry called Team Mary Jane. And roughly 4 years ago, he dedicated that business solely to the CBD industry. After launching over 45 brands, he now brings his skills to CBD University. As VP of Sales and Marketing, Josh runs advertising across both customer and commercial businesses, while at the same time building a powerhouse sales force to manage their influx of customers. Thank you for joining us today, Josh, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Thanks for having me. And that is CBD Universe, not CBD University. Oh.
It's okay.
I did the same thing.
First one today and I already messed it up. Man, I'm starting off great.
For like a month, but while here, I was doing the exact same thing. I kept saying CBD University. It was nonstop. It's taken a while, but I finally got it.
It's so hilarious because I'm dyslexic. So sometimes I'll just put like words where I think they're supposed to go. However, they're not supposed to be there. So I see words completely different than those people.
Yes, I got you.
So you have an extensive background in the space. Let's start from kind of where you got started with Team Mary Jane and ultimately how that springboarded you into the CBD industry and then brought you to CBD Universe.
Definitely. So I've always done marketing. I've always done websites and things like that. And I'm actually moved to Denver with an investor. Somebody invested in an idea that I had. And it was funded with $2 million in the bank, a fully furnished condo, a car, and an office. And then that fell through 1 week before I got here. So 1 week before moving to Denver, I had everything all the way down to literally starting all over again. And so I basically just said, well, I guess I'll just keep doing websites so I could just pick it back up. And of course, I didn't know anybody in this entire state. So I was just going around from business to business and literally just knocking on doors and pulling door handles trying to sell websites. So I have a little background in marijuana pre-legalization. And then whenever I got here and I was like, oh, wait, marijuana is legal, like recreationally, like this is so weird. Maybe I should just do marketing for marijuana. And so that's what I did. I just started a new company. I called it Team Mary Jane. And then I said, okay, we're marijuana specialists, basically. And of course, there were no marijuana specialists 7 years ago in the marketing space. So we just quickly became one. And none of my staff even smoked pot. I was the only one. So literally and we quickly grew because we were a specialist in when there was like one other agency that I could find anyway. And so everyone that I brought on board, whether it was content writers, graphic designers, new web designers, a COO, like I just kept growing. But none of them smoked pot. None of them smoked marijuana at all. So it was a good thing though, because what we found out is as we got into the space on the marketing side, the overwhelming majority of other marketing companies that focus on the marijuana industry were actually just, straight up stoners. And so the reports that we would get, whether we're getting them from, you know, from other, from new customers that were working with them, or just in general, would just tell us just horror stories. And so we really separated ourselves apart from that. But
just
then,
to comment on that before we leave that, in my 10 plus years in the, or 10-ish years now in the cannabis industry, we've worked with a host of different marketing companies, and we've experienced across the board, basically every different spectrum. We've experienced the marketing company that doesn't call you back, has zero professionalism, and then we've had the exact opposite. But it took a long time for, you know, the really professional industry marketers to come in with, you know, their criteria, their organized, their templates and how they do things, as opposed to what we experienced back in like 2013 and 14, which was just horrendous.
Yeah. Agreed. And then about 4 years ago, I started learning about CBD. We helped launch one of the world's largest CBD companies here in the US. And they basically just reached out, just said, "Hey, we need a marketing company, and you're the only one that looks like you know cannabis." So they hired us pretty quickly, and we helped them launch, and that's how we learned about CBD. And then since then, we just shifted literally 99% of our business. And we still have some customers that are hanging on that we just love so much that we can't get rid of because we feel bad for getting rid of them. But besides that, we've pretty much shifted almost entirely to the CBD space. Then formed a new company because Team Mary Jane doesn't fit the CBD space, right? So we called it Fully Amplified. And then we didn't call it anything with CBD in it, of course, because you know, we love naming things, and we understood that CBD, it's not just going to be CBD for very long, right? So, and then of course, over the 4 years, you know, with all the other minor cannabinoids and now Delta 8 and everything. So yeah, it's been a great few years. And then CBD Universe. So I was actually looking for more space. I was in San Antonio at a trade show and met the CEO of CBD Universe. And I'd never even heard of them. They're literally just a few miles away from my office in Denver. And they never heard of them. We met. We just had a great time. I'm like, "Hey, listen, I need more space. I need a lot more space. And I don't want to spend $20,000 a month just to grow into this space." And I said, "You know," and I found out he had extra space. So sure enough, we just kept hanging out and kept talking. And he they acquired my company 2.5 months ago, almost 3 months ago now.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, I love it here. So the whole point of CBD Universe acquiring my company is because most full-scale manufacturing companies don't have a marketing department. You know, they may have a marketing manager, but, you know, you don't see, you know, high quality videos coming out of even the largest. I mean, I didn't even know EcoGen existed. And they had 4 locations, just got bought by Caden. This was a few years ago, 2 years ago. Didn't even know they existed. And they're producing brands that sold for almost $1 billion. Here's a massive, amazing, incredible company that I had never heard of before. And I'm a CBD, you know, marketing specialist. Like, how is this possible? And so, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So our goal is to not just help out the clients that we're manufacturing for. And we do manufacture for some of the largest brands in the US, but also for in-house brands. So we are creating in-house brands. That's my role, is to create these in-house brands and then grow the brands instead of growing not just everybody else's brands that we're producing. So that's how we got here.
Excellent. Well, that's very cool. So let's dive into the nitty gritty of what CBD Universe is doing. And you mentioned you've got in-house brands. You're also working with, I'm guessing, white labeling or custom packaging, things along those lines to work on building other people's brands. So yeah, let's dive into that. How does that work and what all you guys doing there?
Sure. So about 98% of our business comes from private label brands. You know, like I said, some of the larger brands in the country. Most of them I can't name because for proprietary reasons, but we've got a few over here. Like this is Famous Footballers drink. We do some tinctures and some other things for Terrell Davis.
I know that guy.
You do? There you go. Okay.
great name, especially in Colorado, huh?
Yes, exactly. This is a famous brand called Spider. It's a very well known in the outdoor sports space, so clothing and snowboard and mountain biking, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so we produce all those products, and they're just some amazing products. This product actually outsells every other product, literally all of our products, CBD, Delta 8, whatever. This hemp balm, I guess, I mean, not only does it work great, but people just love it because it just rolls on, right?
And yeah.
No,
Is that like a roller top that kind of puts on says muscle milk, right? Or
yeah, like a deodorant stick.
Okay. And is that like a, almost like a Tiger Bomb kind of like?
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I would love that. I'm definitely going to get a,
I'll send you one.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
But what it's all about right now, as I'm sure you know, and most people that are watching this, it's all about Delta 8 right now. So, you know, our clients, the overwhelming majority of them are, we're not just making CBD products for them now, we're making Delta 8 products. And I've got a lot of show and tell here on my desk. So we'll look at those for sure.
Yeah. Definitely want to look at those. And then as a general question here, if I'm looking to build a CBD brand, and I have an idea on a product, do I then engage with you and kind of talk about, hey, here's what I'm looking to create, and then work with your team to not only formulate it, but also brand it so it's ready to be sold? Is that?
Yeah, exactly. So prior to joining CBD Universe, I charged $20,000 to create a brand. And that's literally from scratch. Like literally, here's company formation. Here's here's how you get your EIN. Here's how you get your sales tax number. Here's your logo. Here's where your website's going to be hosted. Here's your payment processor. Here's your bank. Like literally, it's a start all the way till marketing. But obviously, I don't do that anymore, right?
Well, I was going to say, and just to note, I mean, you're not doing that anymore, but just to note, $20,000 sounds like a lot, but that is a drop in the bucket compared to starting it yourself. And likely what you're going to pay doing each one of those segments individually or trying to do them yourself, which could take forever.
Oh yeah, it does. It definitely takes forever. The overwhelming thing that I hear is, I wish I met you 6 months ago. Like that, it's like 6 months ago, a year ago, 9 months ago. I have heard that more than any other comment ever said to me in business. It's nuts.
Could have saved people a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And so even though I'm not doing that now, I am doing that for people that are coming in that are doing the private label, right? So like we just got a label, what company is going to produce your products and then tell you, oh, you know what? This isn't legal, or you need to put dietary supplement on the bottom, or whatever, or, you know, your website is awesome, but if you added this one plugin, you would increase conversion 17%. Like, right. You know, these are the types of things that now we're offering our clients. Basically I want to help them sell more because I know that we'll sell more. Right. Yeah. So I'm not charging the $20,000 anymore, but I'm still helping our clients just launch their companies and just be better companies.
Right. I was going to say exactly that. If I went to you and wanted a product and it's like, hey, I want 10,000 units of this, and you produce it, but the product looks terrible, the website's terrible, and I don't sell it. I mean, nobody benefits, right? I don't benefit. Correct. You don't benefit. Exactly. So, cause I don't come back and replace an order. So what are the spectrum of products that you currently produce as far as in-house brands, and then also that you offer for white labeling type private labeling services?
Sure. So all the standard, you know, the topicals, the tinctures, all of those types of things, soft gels, gummies. These are definitely some of the best tasting gummies I've ever had in my entire life. We just produced a multivitamin gummy as well. That's pina colada. It's amazing. We've got two really amazing, besides the CEO, we've got two really amazing people on the team that are making products. One, our gummy guy has been doing this for about 40 years, makes some freaking amazing gummies long before into the CBD space. Mm-hmm. Our gum and tablet guys, we're doing some of the best, it is the best tasting CBD gum on the planet is made right here for sure. And obviously I've had a lot of CBD gum for sure. And it is definitely the best tasting gum. In addition to that, we're making these little sweet tarts. So it's on the same, it's a proprietary machine that makes the gum. And that's probably why it's the best tasting, because it's not just the ingredients, but it's how it's made.
When you said sweet tarts, do you mean like sweet tarts, the actual candy you would buy at the store, sweet tarts? You know what's funny is when you said that, like Pavlov's dog, my mouth started watering because that's one of my favorite candies.
I'll send you some of these too. These are D8 though. These are D8. So
hilarious, because literally my mouth is watering right now. It's so funny.
Yes. Yeah. They're the newest edition and they are selling like crazy for sure.
Very cool. And but, so I noticed in the background sports drinks as well, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're coming out with a D8 shot right now as well. We just formulated. Yeah. We're constantly innovating, constantly trying to stay ahead of the game for sure.
Very cool. Yeah. That's something that, I mean, we speak with a lot of manufacturers on the hemp show. And not too many of them offer sports drinks.
Sure.
Whether it's the formulation or not having the equipment to go ahead and white label and, you know, do that. Cause obviously, I mean, I don't know enough about it, but my guess is you probably need a segment of the facility dedicated toward producing that type of stuff.
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, and I'm not going to talk anything bad about this particular brand by any means, but I just want people out here listening to this, that the category for CBD drinks is going like this. So if somebody comes to us and says, hey, we want you to create a CBD seltzer or whatever, we are going, it's in your best interest for me to tell you the truth that you probably, it's not a category you want to look at right now. It's becoming saturated and it's just not selling. And you know how much it costs to ship this? Like, it's crazy. It is, shipping is a nightmare and, you know, trying e-com is tough. You know, you've got to try to do like a case of four and then who wants to spend, you know, $25 to test out it's not the best choice. I would not recommend.
Interesting. That's definitely something I didn't think about. I would have thought that, you know, it'd be booming like the rest of the industry, but sure. One thing that I've learned in talking with all these different businesses is as of right now, the retail environment is still not fully established. Right. You know, whether people are producing, especially people that produce a lot close to the supply chain, bulk biomass, isolates, distillates, you know, that product's got to go into something and eventually get to the end consumer. And sometimes that end consumer isn't there or they don't know how to get that product from you.
Agreed. There are still so many people that just don't even know what CBD is yet in America. It's crazy. Latest statistic I read was something like 48% don't even know what it is. Like the market is so wide open still. But try to get them to spend this kind of money on a drink to ship it from, you know, LA to whatever, or Denver to New York, whatever. It's right. Tough.
Well, I have to basically explain that on almost a daily basis when someone finds out what I do, then they have all these questions and I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, here's what this is, here's what that is. But yeah, it's a very rudimentary understanding of what CBD or any of the cannabinoids are and the plant. But unfortunately, we just ran over our 15-minute time here and we got to go ahead and move on. We're going to have to get on a deep dive conversation because I definitely think we could take this a lot further and a lot longer.
Check out our store for the Skittles,
ooh,
the Sweet Tarts, the D8 gummies. We have D8 gum coming out. Oh, it just fell out, but this doesn't have a label yet. We're launching this in 2 weeks.
Literally, my mouth just started watering again. Anytime you're going to put Sweet Tarts on the screen. So if you're interested in connecting with Josh and CBD Universe, not University, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the CBD Universe store, post in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed, and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you, Josh.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey friends, I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout Podcast, an educational platform to connect with the cannabis community and share personal stories while breaking the stigma of marijuana.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. to gain valuable insight with different perspectives from industry leaders, growers, and medical marijuana patients.
This is a place to learn so much from different angles in the cannabis industry. So tune in while we break it all down.